eggs, and ham. The final episode. Thanks for tuning in after nearly 3 years on air. That is the end of Green Eggs and Ham. I'm off out of Burlington, starting my new adventure of Peace Corps in Nepal. I feel very grateful for the time I've spent here in Burlington and on the airwaves. It's always been a dream of mine to be a college DJ, and it has been such a truly incredible experience. So thank you all for listening and being a part of this and supporting, you know, small independent radio. We love our listeners, and I have had so many great memories here in the booth on air, having great conversations with people on the phone, sweet messages, and just cool people in the community. So thanks all for tuning in. You're listening to the pick for the number one all-time favorite song. Can't explain why, but Where I'm Going by Cut Copy, it just speaks to me. Before it, you heard Ruben and Charisse by Bonnie Prince Billy, then was Hypnotized by Fleetwood Mac, and the first song in that set was This Time by Land of Talk. So thank you all for tuning in and being part of Green Eggs and Ham over the years. This has been a dream come true. So thanks all, and I hope to maybe one day see you all again in the future. But this is DJ Sam I Am signing off for one final time. Thank you all, and have a great rest of your day. Peace and love.
Se formó la rumba, se formó la rumba, ven a bailar, se formó la rumba, y el cuerpo pide rumba va a bailar, se formó la rumba.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Looking for a crunchy, salty, fresh snack? Look no further than a big old jar of pickles. Did you know that pickles offer many health benefits? From Cleveland Clinic, pickles are a great source of vitamins A and K, antioxidants, and even fiber, which many of us lack in our diets. However, the Cleveland Clinic also notes that pickles are not all created equally. Watch out for added extra sugar or sodium. If you want to add probiotics to support your gut, look for fermented pickles instead of traditional store-bought vinegar pickles. This message is brought to you from your pickle-obsessed DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
I don't want a pickle, just want to ride my motorcycle.
Good morning, WRUV. You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. The time is 8:05 a.m. and my name is DJ Stardust, and this is the Asteroid Belt. And for the next hour, we will listen to some amazing music together. In case you didn't know, today's show is kind of Halloween themed. Tomorrow's Halloween, in case you weren't aware, and that happens to be my favorite holiday, so all of today's songs are kind of in that realm, kind of like that spooky ambient realm. So this first one we have today is called Invocation, And it is very, like, dark and spooky vibes. And the first time I heard it, I really loved it. And also to note, these first four songs are all from the New Music website. So if you like them, you should definitely go read the review and check them out. But let's get started.
Thank you.
right. That one was called Poison Well, and it was actually by a band called Halloween, which is funny. The one before that was R.L. Stein by They Are Gutting a Body of Water. And in case you didn't know, I was confused on who R.L. Stein was because it sounded really familiar. He wrote all the Goosebumps books. That's why. Then the one before that was Living by Skullcrusher, and that first one was Invocation by Modern Life is War. And like I said, those are all on the New Music website. So if you liked any of those, you should definitely go check out their reviews, because it'll give you like more songs and more artists that are just like those, if you're into that. But now we have a little public service announcement. And this one is very fitting for the occasion. It's called Escaping Anxiety. Anxiety feels different for everyone. It might be a racing heart or a heavy chest. However anxiety shows up, one thing's for sure. It's super tough to get through the day when your mind is all over the place. Learning how to stay grounded when anxiety strikes is important. Make sure to stay connected. When anxiety tells you to stay home, try stepping out instead. Interacting with people who aren't going through the same situation can provide the less emotional perspective you need. It might help to distract you from your thoughts. So seek out friends or family who will listen. This has been a message for your anxiety managing DJs here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. It's like here at UVM, if you're here, it's kind of that weird exam period before break. There's a lot of projects going on, so it's a rough time for everyone, I think. So definitely a nice little reminder. And listening to music helps. Well, I think it helps. So if you're listening, maybe that's part of your anxiety management. But these next four songs are all kind of older songs, different from the first four. This first one is by an older band, but a newer release. It's by Duran Duran, and it's called Dance Macabre, which is like, I looked it up because obviously, and it's like a dance that the dead were supposedly used to do for religious purposes. And the song kind of gives that, like that ambiance, if you can imagine what that is. So here's this one. It's by Duran Duran, and it's called Dance Macabre.
Halloween girl sees the fray. Brothers and sisters, lead the way. Shackled to the rhythm, your soul is waved. So you better get down on your knees and pray. Coming out for the hawks of metal. Jumping on the hot seat, lying in the Deadpool delivery quake. Expensive mistake. The damage.
Hey, no way. Some ghosts driving an AC Cobra auto da fe. Get dirty up.
Just
from the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that sings spinning. You have no choice.
Thank you. bitch.
That was What's Behind the Mask by The Cramps. Then was My Girlfriend is a Witch by October Country, Spellbound by Susie and the Banshees, and we started with Dance Macabre by Duran Duran. So a little different vibes from the first set, but still very much Halloween themed. But now we have our news and weather, which is not Halloween themed, sorry. But it does come from our next door neighbors at The Cynic. This one was written by Liliana Meaford, and it's called Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor Makes Historic Visit to UVM. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor visited UVM earlier this week, delivering a series of talks centered on empathy, integrity, and accountability in the pursuit of justice. Her visit marked the first time a sitting Supreme Court justice has spoken at the university in over two decades, drawing large audiences as a rare opportunity to engage directly with a justice on the nation's highest court. Appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court in 2009 by President Barack Obama, Sotomayor served as the first Latina and the third woman ever confirmed to the court. Now, one of only three liberal justices on the 6-3 conservative majority bench, the most conservative court in the modern American history, Sotomayor is known for her impassioned dissents and for being a leading voice of the court's minority bloc. Born and raised in the Bronx, New York, Sotomayor graduated from Princeton University and Yale Law School, then served in both the U.S. District Court and the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, Sullivan said. She began by reflecting on her early years as a lawyer, urging students to seek meaning in every stage of their careers, even the frustrating or mundane. Every experience you have, look for it to teach you something, Sotomayor said, even if you're dying of boredom. Her understanding of justice evolved when she stopped viewing the law as fixed, but instead as dynamic and ever-changing. She said, "Law is a regulation of people's relationships with one another. Good laws are made by good people. Bad laws are made by good people who may be misguided." She emphasized that disagreements and judicial outcomes often stem not just from different ideology, but from different interpretation and a lack of context. "I look at context much more broadly than some of my colleagues do," Sotomayor said. "The courts don't have the power of the purse. The courts don't have the power of the army. All they have is the power of reason." As the conversation shifted, the current state of the Supreme Court, Sotomayor acknowledged that students may feel uncertain about the future. "If they start broadcasting executions, I have no idea what the court is going to do," she said. Still, her focus shifted to determination, telling students that conviction matters most in times of division. "You can't give up because others are saying it's impossible," she said. "I keep fighting even when I'm in a losing battle." The final student-submitted question asked, "In today's world, what do you want what do people turn to find hope? You, she said, the young people. My only hope is that you won't be disillusioned, that you will take your energy and optimism to fuel a better future. So that was our news, and did I go to that? No. Because I was in a poli-sci exam, of course, duh, and the tickets were, like, gone in 0.2 seconds, so I was not there, but if you were, there you go. But now we kind of were all just there together after that beautiful reading. Okay, now kind of talking about Halloween, which is tomorrow. Everyone, I'm so sorry to inform that it is going to rain almost all day tomorrow. The high will be 54 with a low of 41, and rain is expected all day to around a quarter of an inch. Today, same thing, rain, not as much, with a high of 50 and a low of 48. Saturday does not forecast rain, according to the Weather Channel, but it does say cloudy with a high of 46, a low of 38. And next week looks like it's going to be mainly in the 50s, but the lows are dropping to get to almost 32 degrees, so definitely starting to be jacket weather here if you're in Burlington. But after that long little segment, moving on to some more music. This first one is kind of funny because the artist's name is not for radio, and I'm playing it on the radio. But this one's called Not the Only One, and the artist is called Not for Radio, so here we go.
Thank you. tried to forget. Why is the music so loud? Take it to the lawn now. Did you think about me if I ever were to find out? Can you ease the pain with drinking all night? Guess you'll never know the answer if you never try. On that Halloween you told me you weren't drinking, I believed you. Asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween and we can be
That last one was Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers. Before that, we had Drunk on Halloween by Wallows, Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu, and Not the Only One by Not for Radio, which is a funny name considering what we just listened to. But it's that time of the show where I'm kind of getting hungry. It's almost over, so I have a little shout out in case you are also feeling a little bit hungry. Looking for genuine food, friendly faces, and a bright, welcoming space, Deep City serves up breakfast and lunch with fresh ingredients next to Burlington's Waterfront Park. Whether you're here for brunch with friends or a solo seat at the bar, Deep City is a place for everyone. Find out more at deepcityvt.com. So there you go, in case you're hungry. Just a little shout out. Okay, we're moving into the final few songs. This next song is by an artist who we all know I love. They actually released a new song yesterday called Hole in the Ground. It was really good. But this is not that song. This one's called We Have to Move On. It's by Inhaler, and I think it's one of my favorite songs ever. I love it. I listened to it, the only thing I listened to yesterday. But I'm gonna shut up so we can listen to it together. So that one was Dracula Teeth by The Last Shadow Puppets. And if you're wondering why that voice sounds so familiar, that's Alex Turner, the lead singer of the Arctic Monkeys. He had a little side project, and it was that. And they have some great pieces of music, so definitely go check that out if you're an Arctic Monkeys fan. And then before that, we had We Have to Move On by, of course, Inhaler, who has been a regular on this show. So thank you so much for listening in. Hope you enjoyed the Halloween theme, kind of, in a way. If you squint your eyes, it'll be Halloween themed. So I appreciate it. Appreciate you listening. It is 9 a.m. now, and you've been listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. I have been your host for the past hour. I'm DJ Stardust. You have been listening to the Asteroid Belt. Thank you so much for listening in, and I will be back next week, same time, same place, and I hope to see you then.